Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The three individuals who perished in the fatal vehicle accident on July the 17th have been identified by the Kenai Police Department. A red Ford Fusion collided nearly head-on with a truck on the Kenai Spur Highway at mile point 15 at 5 p.m. July 17th. Multiple witnesses reported that the red Ford Fusion was traveling far in excess of the posted 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. The Fusion reportedly passed a vehicle on the right side, lost control, and crossed into the oncoming lane of traffic, colliding with a northbound green Ford F-250. Both vehicles erupted in flames. Witnesses pulled passengers from the burning wreckage. The three occupants of the car perished and were identified as 24-year-old Antonio De La Cruz of Kenai, who was the driver. The front seat passenger was identified as 32-year-old Anthony Martin of West Palm Beach. The rear seat passenger was identified as 24-year-old Terry Reed of Kenai. According to a Kenai Police Department release, in cooperation with the State of Alaska Medical Examiner's Office. All four occupants in the pickup survived the collision and were transported to Central Peninsula Hospital with reported non-life-threatening injuries the day of the incident. They have not been identified. No other information regarding the incident is known at this time. Details, RadioKenai.com. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly held a public hearing on an ordinance that would amend borough code to clarify that assembly members may serve on the Board of Equalization. The amended borough code would read that no assembly member may serve on any borough board or commission except that assembly members are authorized to serve on the Borough Board of Equalization, of which several currently do. And the ordinance was brought forth because administration noticed borough code prohibits members from serving on any borough board or commission. During the public comment period, Christine Hutchison spoke to the assembly. She's part of a group of citizens who review borough assembly agendas. She said
the thinking was brought up and discussed that an assembly member being on the Board of Equalization and then being on the assembly following the Board of Equalization meeting, however the situation comes up, he gets two swings at that. If he feels one way about it at the Board of Equalization, he votes one way. And if he feels that he didn't get what he wanted, Board of Equalization, he gets another chance to vote on the assembly. And in the past, this was a realtor, and the Board of Equalization, you know, really counted on that realtor to be smarter than the rest of them. And so whatever the realtor said is what they did. So our thinking is, no, we don't want an assembly member on the Board of Equalization.
Assemblyman Brent Johnson, who serves on the Board of Equalization, said,
I guess I would turn to Attorney Patty Burley and ask for a little discourse on this, because it seems to me like an assembly member who serves on the Board of Equalization does not get two swings on an appeal. Appeal goes to the Board of Equalization and does not move on from there to the Assembly.
Let me triple check myself, but I have not seen one that goes up. It goes to the Board of Equalization and then they appeal to the Superior Court. They do not appeal to the Assembly.
According to Mayor Charlie Pierce, in a memo sent to the Assembly President, Alaska statutes clearly authorize Assembly members' service in the Board of Equalization, and that statute supersedes the code. The ordinance unanimously passed. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.